Hi there, this is Claire again, here to tease and deny. And today we're going to do something a bit different. I am going to give you instructions on how to stroke your cock while I talk about some of my favourite not safe for work models. Okay, so I want you to start by getting hard and while you're doing that you can look at the first picture, which is Aunt Celotelia. She is Dutch and has been in the Dutch Playboy, I think. She has gorgeous breasts and looks a bit oiled up in this picture. And as you can see, she's wearing a sort of slave collar. And she has done quite a lot of fetish modelling as well. But I've chosen mostly very vanilla pictures today. It's not quite obvious here, but she has a slight resemblance to Scarlett Johansson. That's also extremely hot. Okay, so I hope you're nice and hard now. The next picture we're going to look at is Dorenzia. And you are going to look at her curves and do 30 normal strokes while I ramble. And Dorenzia is, as you can see, she's in latex here, and she does a lot of fetish modelling as well. When she started her career, she actually had a blue mohawk, which was very cool, but I think she does look better in her sort of dark purplish hair, more classy. And she also has gorgeous breasts, which she did before her breast enhancement as well. And she has a lovely ass, which you're going to see in the next picture. I should say that most of these models started when I started looking at porn, which must have been the beginning of the century. So a lot of them are quite old by today's standards, but at least to me that doesn't make them less beautiful. Okay, I hope you're done, because now we're going to look at the next picture, which is also Dorenzia. There you can see her gorgeous ass, and she's being worshipped by the girl to the left, who is, I think it's Amy Sweet. The other one, I do not know. I just really, really like the posing of this picture. Oh, I forgot to toe stroke, didn't I? Okay, you're gonna have to do 10 really fast strokes. I really like the posing and the lighting, and she has very sexy high heels. And the nice ass, as I said. Okay, I hope you're done. Now, 20 slow strokes will I tell you about Zdenka, who has, surprise surprise, also done a lot of latex modelling, but I think she's done about everything. She's Czech, I think. And what I really like about her is she has a very unique way of holding her body that's almost a bit angular. It's like she has this, I can't really describe it, but she, of course, also has amazing breasts. there will be a lot of talk about breasts in this audio. I think that they're real. I'm pretty sure they're real. And yeah, if you look at a number of her pictures, you can see that she poses in a very unique way. She has a lovely feet too. And a very beautiful face. I'm not going to tell you exactly when to edge, so you'll have to do that yourself. I recommend the once per picture for extreme frustration. The next model is definitely one of my favourites. It's Ario Giovanni. And as you might hear from her name, she's Italian. I'm not sure if she's American-Italian or actually from Italy. And this picture is extremely lovely by Steve Dietgudi. I just read these names, I don't think I ever pronounce them. But he's also a brilliant photographer. And again, one of the things I really, really like about Aria is her breasts. That are obviously natural. I forgot to tell you to stroke again, didn't I? I get so carried away with these pictures. Oh, so we're gonna have to go for 10 fast ones again. The way you look at Aria's gorgeous breasts, and she's really, really nice hair strip that you rarely see these days. I had a really hard time choosing a picture of Aria, so this is also Aria, and I'd like you to stroke with your non-dominant hand 20 strokes at the pace you desire. And here you can see Aria's gorgeous face, because she does look really, really... She has a very beautiful face. And quite a different figure from a lot of the models, at least that I look at. She's a bit, I wouldn't say plumper, but more normally built. Not very thin as some of them are. And something's also nice about Aria is that she has a lot of pictures that look very amateur. She's been a penthouse pet of the year, but she still does these very amateur looking photos where she has basically no makeup, and it seems to me much more personal. Even if I like these very styled pictures as well. And now you are going to have to, I'll give you a minute to try and get as close to the edge as possible, starting now. This picture is Aria and Ancilla Terilia. And this Aria's beautiful face again. Not much else of that. And Ancilla's glorious breasts. And it's taken by a photographer I really like called Holly Randall, who is the daughter of another very famous erotica photographer called Suze Randall, who has done amazing amounts of pictures for Playboy and has photographed so many beautiful women. I'm quite jealous of her job. Amazing. Imagine doing that for 30, 40 years. I hope you're close to the edge now. Okay. The next picture is Mosh. And she's a bit newer. She's in her early 20s, I think. And she also has quite a unique look like about her. I really like in this picture her. Yeah, the stroking. Stroke 30 times slowly. I think I'll ramble a bit about this one. I really like her silvery hair. And in this, and I like her face. She has a sort of very interesting expression in a lot of pictures I can't quite describe. I have to think about that. But I also like the way she poses. She seems very flexible. And in this picture, I really love her shoes. I love, love, love this type of shoe. Ballet shoe. Really like, obsessively love them. And I like the rest of her outfit as well. She has a latex bra she's wearing that you can barely see. And I like the whole ballet thing. And I like her pose. Like, if you imagine that that skirt's gone, you can imagine the curve of her back. Very sexy. And I think the next one is Mosh again. I had such a hard time choosing pictures. She's got this. Okay. Use both your hands to stroke. 10 slow strokes. Yeah, this I think is for the clothes actually. I said vanilla pictures, but apparently loads of latex just magically appeared on them. I like the Marilyn Monroe thing going on here. And I like the latex, obviously. Very classy latex. And it's that I'm better than you look that she has. And I think you boys really like that look. Now I want you to take a bit tighter grip than before. And I want you to stroke 20 slow strokes. Okay. I'm gonna move down and look at some stockings. Here we have Miss Emily Marilyn. She was very productive, has been very productive for, I'm guessing, the past 15 years at least. Probably more. She has a thing for stockings. And feet. I think privately as well, as far as I've understood. And she's done lots of latex and bondage work as well. And in this picture, I really like the seams. And I really, really like the heels. Very sharp heels. Very high. Otherwise, she's not really extremely attractive to me. I don't know why, but I really like, I like a lot of things she wears. Actually, fun fact, I own a corset that I bought from her on eBay. I bought very cheaply. It wasn't like buy this because it's been worn by a fetish model. She was just getting rid of clothes. I have used that corset so much it's basically falling to pieces. It has been well loved. Okay, there are two more images and I'm going to give you 2 minutes to get as close as the edge as you can without coming. While you look at Bianca, it starts now. So this model, if you don't recognize any of the other ones, you probably recognize Bianca. She's become very popular the past few 5 years or so. When I started looking at her pictures, she had a site called The Latex Lair, I'm sure she still does, where she took her husband mostly took pictures of her, and occasionally other models, in lots of different wonderful latex clothes. And I think it was a bit later she started doing more mainstream nudes or erotica like this. I really love her red hair. She's a perfect hair colour. I do think her boobs have become too big. I'm sorry, they're just a bit too big for me. I tried to find older pictures of her, but it wasn't so easy. I haven't saved that much porn, so I had to go looking for these pictures. But she has she has some lovely expressions. She does look genuinely excited in a lot of pictures. And the last picture, she's all oiled up, and you can see her red hair. I think 2 minutes are up now. So you're going to stop stroking your cock. But you can keep looking at Bianca and feel frustrated. So I hope you enjoyed that. I did. If I do it again, I'd do it a bit differently. But as I said, this is going to be very uncensored and unedited. So I will upload something again tomorrow.